This is Local Views of the News, first time in the last month of '09. So, President O says it's not an open-ended commitment and we might start pulling out some troops in a couple of years. If the peace movement in this country buys that, it ain't what it used to be. Never mind trying to figure out how war and peace became a conservative liberal thing. This should be the end of Obama's honeymoon with the constituency which calls itself progressive. Obama is a garden variety Democrat, and his new move on Afghanistan is garden variety escalation, Vietnam style, and newspeak warmongering, Iraq style. Actually, it's way past time for the honeymoon to be over. It's much healthier to have an adversarial relationship with government, even a government that's democratically elected. It takes corporate money to get elected to national political office, so why shouldn't our relationship to government be just like our relationship to corporations? We need both of them, but we can't rely on either to treat us with honor and respect. Big corporations bring us things like transportation, utilities, communications, and even medical care, which small capitalism couldn't even imagine. But big corporations also lie and cheat shamelessly in the interest of more profit. Therefore, we need government more than ever. We'll never be able to break the oil addiction, control climate change, protect the environment, or get universal health care without government's help. But we'll have to slap government around repeatedly and mercilessly to accomplish those things. Our economy doesn't work because supply and demand is just a myth. Corporations control both the supply and the demand. Government doesn't work because it's just another corporate advertising agency. We'll never be able to stop corporations from lying to us with advertising, but we don't have to. All we have to do is stop government from accepting corporate ads. A few thoughts left over from Black Friday, which now seems to be a recognized holiday, whether anyone buys anything or not. It's easy to take a cynical, dim view of this event. There's an appealing, sarcastic wisdom in the notion that it takes until the end of November for a retail business to get into the black for the year, and that a retail economy wouldn't even be possible were it not for the Christmas cultural institution. But the other way to look at it is that if you slip into the black by December, then you're operating on at least an 8.3% profit margin, more than big box retail expects, but a little thin for mom and pop. Black Friday also throws a spotlight on everything we dread and despise about the crass transformation of Christmas from a celebration of giving into a celebration of consumption and greed. It's almost as if the corporate retailers are rubbing our noses in it. Not only can we sell you all this junk, we can get you to stand out on the street in the middle of the night just for the opportunity to buy it. But economic indicators are discussed constantly in the topical news these days, and the willingness of consumers to consume may be a far more accurate picture of the shape we're in than anything said and done on Wall Street. We can measure things like durable goods, the gross national product, trade deficits, and the Dow Jones average, but even with all those numbers, economics is still 99% faith. We all know there's no gold at Fort Knox. A dollar is a dollar only because we all agree it is. If we all decided tomorrow that a peanut was a dollar, all those schmucks on Wall Street would be schlepping sacks of peanuts around. And if the Wall Street version of the economy crumbled tomorrow, there would be alternative currencies agreed upon by the rest of us. That's not to say that buying imported sweatshop junk you don't need from corporate giants is at all healthy, but if people are still willing to do that, then the Wall Street elite might start moving some of the real money around again. The rest of us should try to grab a lot more of it the next time it comes by. Whatever we grab, we're not likely to give it back this time for phony home equity, but watch out for whatever the next bubble turns out to be. Grab all the peanuts you can, then give them to each other. Don't send any of them back to Wall Street. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you again this commentary doesn't necessarily shell any peanuts for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.